as Betty and Bob sit in the darkness of Betty's room, discussing their plan to offer themselves to the priest, the jungle god, in Dorothy's place, they hear soft footsteps on the veranda of the inn. To their amazement, Dr. Shaw tiptoes to the door, pauses a moment, and goes away. They wait. When they hear nothing more, they decide to go at once. Opening the door, they slip out into the blackness of the jungle night. The present act opens 1 hour later. Chandu, the magician. Yes? Yes. Who is it?
It's I, Frank. Robert.
Oh, just a minute.
Just a minute.
Come in, Robert.
My word.
You certainly made good time.
And what a trip.
Oh, you're exhausted, Robert. Sit here.
This Dorothy.
Robert. Here, old man. Drink this. That's it. Feel better? Let me help you up. You can lie on this couch over here.
Oh. I'm more tired than I thought.
Take it easy. That's it. Now then, just stretch out there. Hungry? Want me to get you something to eat?
No. We had some food a few hours ago. Just Dorothy. Still over there.
Yes. She's all right, though. I mean, she's well. Did you really go all the way to the capital in this short time?
Yes. Every step of the way.
Must have been ghastly. I've reproached myself ever since I let you go.
Oh, what difference does it make which one of us went?
You mean it was no use?
Yes. They won't do anything for us.
Are you sure you saw the right man?
I saw the fellow they told me was the head of the Bonzes in this country. And he refused to do a thing about it.
Did you tell him who you were?
No.
That was wise, I think.
I thought I'd better not bring up anything about who you were, or my relationship to you, or anything of the sort. I just put it on the basis that Dorothy was accused of killing this priest, and that she hadn't done it. And I wanted him to send word down here to these fellows to let her go.
I suppose, as usual, he gave you no reason.
No. And that was the only time I wished I had let you come in my place. I felt you might have known how to prevail on him at least to tell you why he refused.
Oh, I wonder. I haven't made any headway with the natives in this village, you know. And I've tried. And so has Dr. Shaw. To persuade them to parole Dorothy to Shaw, but they won't do it. They're afraid we'll trick them and get her away somehow. They keep insisting that their dealings with white men have made them suspicious of all of them.
Poor Dorothy. It's humiliating to think I've failed her when she's been so wonderful. Running through all sorts of danger to find me when Von Bolton had me shut up in that ruin. And coming over to that forsaken little Monopania just because I was going to be in Europe. She didn't want to worry me for staying at Beverly Hills alone.
Then you can imagine what this means to me, Robert. Even Bob's done more for her than I have.
What's Bob done?
Well, of course, he shouldn't have. But only tonight, he hit upon the plan of going over and releasing Dorothy by cutting a hole in the wall.
But how foolish. Where did he think he was going to take her?
Oh, he didn't know. He thought he'd bring her over here, at least, and then I could think of something to do.
Poor kid.
Always before, when they've been in trouble, they've known they could count on me to get them out. But now I'm as helpless as they are.
Do you mind telling me, Frank, why you can't make use of these occult powers of yours to release Dorothy? If she were free, there's no reason why we couldn't leave this place at once, is there? I mean, you're not staying here on account of this business you have with Dr. Shaw, are you?
Surely you don't think I'd let that stand in the way of releasing Dorothy? No. For some reason, I can't understand. I'm simply powerless to help Dorothy with any secrets I know. I've been sitting here ever since I brought Bob back from that hut. And I can't figure it out. The strange thing about it is, I seem to be able to do anything except that.
What do you mean?
Well, just this. Tonight, when Bob went over there to try this foolish scheme of his, I missed it, of course. And somehow, I knew where he'd gone. I ran over. And there he was, beside a hole he'd already cut in the wall. And a big native was standing beside him with one of those long knives.
Great.
Yes, I was just in time. Without stopping to think,
I put into practice a thing I've known for years. I told the fellow to go back to his hut and go to bed. And in the morning, he would remember nothing that had occurred.
Do you mean to say it worked?
Of course it worked. And then Bob told me he'd tied him up. The guard they have at the door. After knocking him unconscious.
Did Bob walk right up to the guard and knock him down?
Yes, he did.
I wonder the fellow didn't like him.
He didn't see him in time.
Well, did you use this hypnotism or whatever it is on the guard as well?
Yes. It's not hypnotism, of course. He'll be all right. He won't remember a thing about it.
But what about the hole Bob cut in the wall?
I told the guard to mend it, and that a tree had fallen near the hut and damaged the wall.
You see, that's not so.
Oh, but it is so.
You don't mean to say you cut down a tree?
No. I just caused one to fall in such a way that the branch hit the wall at that point.
Does Dorothy know all this?
I imagine she heard most of it. Those walls are pretty thin.
Do you suppose... Oh, no, that couldn't be.
What? Don't hesitate to speak of my failure, Robin. Nothing could possibly make me feel worse than I do. What do you mean?
Well, of course I know nothing whatever about these secrets. But I do know this. Many times when I've been in the midst of a particularly delicate or important experiment, I'd find that the one thing I needed would continue to elude me. Now, if you still have the power to do any of these things you've learned from the yogi, there's a reason why you can't release Dorothy. And it's not because you've lost the power.
I know. I've been over it 1,000 times. And you're right that there's something. Just some one thing that's preventing
me. I wish I could help you.
No one can help me but myself. That's the irony of the whole thing. I've hardly slept an hour since they dragged out away from me, over there in the temple. I go over and over the circumstances. I've tried repeatedly to reach those priests through their native superstitions and fears. Hour after hour, I sit here in the darkness, working, and always with the consciousness that there's a high wall between Dorothy and me. I can't reach her.
Listen to me, Frank. You can't go on like this. I've got some stuff here in this little medicine kit that Dr. Shaw gave me. He told me I might find it impossible to sleep in the jungle with all the fatigue and the nervous strain and so on. And he told me to take a few drops of this in water. Now, you've got to get some sleep. Won't you take some of it at least and sleep for a few hours? Let me fix it for you.
No, no. Don't get up.
You know if you get a little sleep, you'd have an entirely new slant on this whole thing. And I think the chances are you'd be able to solve it if your mind was clear.
Oh, I know you're right. But it's been impossible for me to sleep, of course.
Do you know what this reminds me of? Those first awful early days of the war. When our work was disorganized, and the enemy's secret agents were everywhere, and we didn't know what minute one of them would turn out to be someone we'd known and trusted for years.
Yes. Except that was somehow impersonal. And you see, this is all my fault. I insisted that Dorothy should come over to Montevania. And that's led to this whole thing.
But she wanted to come, Frank. You mustn't blame yourself. She said more than once she felt safer in Europe than she did at home. And she was glad to help you up there in Montevania.
Yes, I know.
Come now, Frank. Let's both get a few hours' sleep. Nothing can happen tonight. I mean, nothing worse can happen.
No, that's one thing. We still have almost 2 weeks.
Almost 2 weeks? What do you mean?
Oh, didn't I tell you? Betty doesn't know it yet, but Bob does. They've decided that Dorothy is to be sacrificed. And they've set the time at the ceremony they call the Feast of the Darkened Moon. And that's in about 2 weeks.
Will the ship be here before that?
You mean you think we might get Dorothy away by force and make a run for it?
Yes. You're armed, of course.
I have a pistol and Bob has one, but I don't know how far we'd get in a scrap with those fellows. There are hundreds of them in the jungle in this vicinity. We'd do much better to trick them in some way.
But how? And in any event, we'd have to wait for the steamer, wouldn't we?
I wonder.
You mean you have a plan of some sort? Even if you aren't able to make use of your occult powers?
Well, it's hardly as definite as a plan, but at least it's an idea.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my word. I'm fagged out.
Why don't you go to your room and turn in?
I'd like to see you get some sleep. Where are you going?
Listen, Robert. Before you left, did you notice that Dr. Shaw acted very strangely?
Tell you the truth, Frank, I thought he did too. But I hadn't met him before, you know. And I thought perhaps he'd always been that way.
Why? There's something very queer about him that I'm going to investigate.
See here, Frank. You don't mean you think Shaw is mixed up in this native mumbo-jumbo, do you? Why, it's unthinkable.
When you've been in this part of the world as long as I have, Ron, you'll know nothing's unthinkable. You know what he said that day about being strangely affected by the native ceremonials?
No. I didn't hear that.
I'm going to see what I can find out about that work, that workshop of his. He has a little back room there where no one ever goes except himself. And I've tried to get in there and see what he's up to.
But you can do that in the morning, can't you? I invite him to go with me for a little walk down to the sea. While we're gone, you can explore as much as you like.
How's that?
Yes, that's right. That's just what I'll do. Poor old Robert. He'll have a sleep already.
I'll just look in on Bob and see if he's really stayed in bed.
Bob? Bob? It's just as I said. He's not there.
You don't think? Where are you going, Frank?
I'm going to see if Betty's in her room. Betty. Betty Lou.
They're both gone.
Do you think someone's taken them away?
Quick, let's go and see what's going on over there, where that drum's beating. Hurry!